Well, some people just can't get enough of the Magic Kingdom, and I would put Ed Encina in that category. My dear friend Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, who is wrapping up his work at the baseball winter meetings. Ed, how are you?
Fred, I'll be honest with you. I need a nap.
Are you tired, Ed?
A little bit.
Would it cheer you up if I told you that Jake Cottrell right now, I'm not even kidding about this, is wearing a Mickey Mouse hat, and I will send you a picture of it?
Yeah, you'll have to do that. I'll get him some ears or something like that, some Mickey Mouse ears. you can enjoy those back in Baltimore.
All right, well, tell me what today was like there. Aside from the Rule 5 draft, we'll get into that coming up, but things are over, right?
Yeah, I mean, basically, you know, once the Rule 5 ends, and it was at 9 o'clock this morning, everyone kind of just breaks camp. And, you know, some teams stick around a little bit and maybe talk about a few things, maybe some have some internal meetings. But for the most part, everyone just kind of goes out and the meetings kind of end. I mean, there's a banquet tonight where there's an awards banquet, and actually Brian Graham, who's the Orioles Player Development Director, is going to get the Chief Bender Award, which is, you know, it's an award for player development, service in player development. So he'll get that tonight. So a lot of the Orioles travel party, I guess, is still here in Orlando. But for the most part, you know, you see a lot of teams just kind of head out of town once the Rule 5 ends.
As far as the Grant Balfour situation is concerned, and you have been all over this today especially, what do we know right now?
Well, here's what we know. We know that the Orioles have extended Balfour, a two-year deal. We do know that there are three teams, including the Orioles, who have done the same. One of those offers includes a third-year vesting option, which, you know, obviously that's an option based on, you know, an incentive-based option. And but the Orioles are not one of those three. Orioles are not that team that's offered that. So a little complicated, obviously. But basically, we know that they've offered the Grant Balfour, but they're going to have some competition for them. And someone made an offer that's a little bit more intriguing than the one the Orioles have made. So I think their pursuit's still there, and I think that once he that they're waiting on him before they go elsewhere in terms of signing a closer. But I think that's where we sit right now. And you know, you've got to think, you know, I think that, you know, past few days, everyone's been kind of saying that the Orioles are the front runners. But I think at this point, you've got to think that they're probably not. I mean, like I said, it's hard to tell because you don't know who those teams are. But you know, obviously, you know, the Orioles are played competitively the past couple of years, so obviously that's got to play into it. And Balfour has pitched in the American League East previously in Tampa Bay. But at the same time, you know, obviously one thing we learned here at the winter meetings is the money talks. So it'll be interesting to see how it all kind of shakes out because, like I've told you before this week, is, you know, everything's kind of so fluid here and a lot of rumors come about. And I think that, you know, really this is kind of some of the truth is kind of starting to emerge and maybe the Orioles aren't as big of front runners as maybe it was believed.
When do you think we'll have some finality to this?
That's a tough call. I think that, I mean, Dan Duquette, the way he's been talking is that he thinks that something can happen soon, but, you know, if there's competition amongst certain teams for this player, you've got to think that it can drag out. I mean, if an agent has the opportunity to, you know, weigh teams against each other for the benefit of his client, he's going to do that. So, because of that, it's kind of hard to tell, but, I mean, I would assume that, you know, this will get ironed out in the next few days. And then the Orioles will know whether they have a new closer or whether they'll have to really look in a different direction. You look at some of the reports about what some of these other closers are wanting, though, too, like Fernando Rodney and Joaquin Benoit. I mean, they're asking for money in the in the $7 to $10 million range annually. So it's not going to be right now it's not a very cheap market. And so the one thing that the Orioles are kind of hinging on is that there's more closers out there than there are closer jobs available. So that eventually this will kind of, you know, some of the money will dry out and you know, you won't have to pay these, you know, big time prices for these guys.
There's no doubt that's true. There's no doubt that's true. The problem is after Balfour, to me, the drop off is to the second and third tier. And there's nothing worse than a second or third tier closer. Yeah. You may pay them, you know, $1 million for 1 year and not be tied down, but you may lose your season in April and May if you send out John Axford, who had a 4.70 ERA in the NL Central last year.
Right, and I think that's a big reason why their focus is on Balfour, is because I think they know that it's a situation where he's their top target right now, and this is the guy they want. And it's also another reason why Jim Johnson should be so valuable that maybe you don't train him. Maybe you are willing to pay him $10 million a year because you know what you have there. I agree that there is a drop off. There's a pretty dramatic drop off after. Once Balfour comes off the board, you're talking about age, you're talking about, some guys who, we all know that closers are very interchangeable in terms of shelf life and the kind of leash that you want to give them, and that's when you're talking about this money. At the same time, these are guys who are, they're banking on the fact that they are free agents now and working on, their previous, their most recent resumes, and that's why they're commanding or they're asking for this kind of money. So I think the market will kind of string itself out. It's whether the Orioles are involved in it or just kind of sitting back and looking, and then you kind of have to, like you said, kind of just settle for kind of what's left.
Yeah, relief pitching is the hardest thing to predict in baseball, but Balfour has a track record now going back to 08 where he's been really good, minus 1 year, which I believe was 09 where he had a bad year. Every other year has been superb. And the numbers have been very consistent. He's done it in pennant races. He's pitched in the postseason. He's done it in the American League East. So all these things, there's nothing that is a guarantee as far as the investment is concerned. But Balfour, to me, is as close as you get. Ed, can you stick through a quick break?